David Chapin is the superintendent of the East Lansing Public Schools. It's Superintendent Day, Dr. Chapin, as we just had the Lansing interim superintendent on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning.
Well, the vote wasn't very good as far as the proposal that you were looking to get some more funding into the district. It failed, although in a close vote. What were your thoughts at the end of that day?
Well, I think initially there was certainly some disappointment. The disappointment, though, as I said last week, tempered in large part by the tremendous interest in this particular issue, the passion expressed by our community for their public schools, and certainly many, many people engaged in this debate, probably more than we anticipated. We did collect 3,000 votes in favor of the proposal. It was a 52% no, 48% yes. So, I think we're just sort of decompressing still at this point. The board has not met in its entirety or at all, really, for that matter, and won't until next week. And I think we'll move a little slowly here. It sounds like that's where the board probably wants to go. Big week last week, and we thought we had a pretty good proposal, and yet the voters spoke, and we respect the process and, democracy in action for sure.
Well, that was a proposal that would have brought more than $50 million in to do a lot. What's next? What's going to happen?
Well, as I said, I think the board has not met. They're going to have to sort of break down this vote and determine what the message was and where our community wants to go in the future. We have, this is a little bit of a unique proposal in that we have a bonding capacity issue here that now is minimized because of the formula that the Treasury Department uses to determine, what is the capability of a district based on the formulas based on the last 5-year average of property tax values. And so the capacity, is now going to be less. So the project in scope will not be as big as the project that we had, in front of the voters on Tuesday. If there's a vote down the road at all, we'll just have to determine what the next steps are. So right now there is no plan B. And again, as I say, I think we're all sort of decompressing each day helps a little bit. And we'll move on when the board and the community are ready to move on.
But some of these changes and some of these decisions need to be made within the next few months because they're going to take place in the fall, correct?
Well, no. That was. I'm glad you asked that question. No, nothing will happen as quickly as this fall. The board did adopt a resolution about a month ago. There is some limited money available in what we call our sinking fund money. And so the board did adopt a resolution to move forward with a 5 elementary school plan and a new wing at the middle school, moving the 6th graders to the middle school. But we will not be able to do that as early as this fall. That would require some planning and some building. So that would not be a fall of 2012. No timeline has been determined yet. As I say, I think we're all sort of still decompressing and looking to move forward after the election.
Okay, you said the fall of 2012. Did you mean the fall of 2013?
I may have. I'm not sure. Let's go back and make sure we determine what we just said. No, the fall of 2012, nothing will happen between now and this coming fall. At the earliest, it would be the fall of 2013.
There's a group called Support a Better Plan. Can there be another plan that could be worked out?
Well, I think the reality is there will be another plan. I think the use of the word better is, depends on who's using the word. but there will be another plan. We will move forward. This is a terrific community. It's a terrific faculty and administration and board and community members. And, you know, we'll find a way to move forward. Good organizations do that, and we are a terrific organization. And, you know, I think this was very appropriate to have this particular proposal. This followed about 2.5 years of study. The voters needed to vote. We got our input. So we find a way to move forward, and I'm confident that we will.
You're a pretty upbeat guy. We've talked many times over the last couple of years, but your tone just sounds like you're a bit bummed out. You know, you got to move forward, but it sounds like it may have been a blow for you.
Well, those are, you know, your choice of words there. I think it's fair to say. I think, you know, if you really care, you're invested at some level personally. And I don't apologize for being invested in a project like this and a vote like this. I think that just shows care from the superintendent about the outcome and about his, in my mind, or in my case, his school district. So, like I said early in the interview here, you know, I use the word disappointed, and I'm okay with that. Just shows that I care a lot. But I also understand I'm able to step away from this and see, boy, we really engaged a lot of people in this conversation. And at the end of the day, there's a lot to be said about affirming the interest in public schools in East Lansing. And, you know, you just spoke with Lansing in the greater Lansing area for sure. So we'll move on.
All right, last question for you. The recent MEEP scores came out. The standards have been raised. The bar has been raised. Many school districts around the state of Michigan didn't reach those new standards. Just wanted to get your take on that, not only from a personal perspective, but from the superintendent of East Lansing's perspective.
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw that coming over the last year or so. The Department of Ed, Superintendent Flanagan, you know, work with folks in the field and worked with his board of the State Board of Education and made a determination that we were going to change the cut scores and the scores would look a little different. It doesn't change the pedagogy of what we work with and what we teach. It doesn't change our commitment to quality teaching and learning. But at this moment in time, we're adjusting to those scores. You know what? These are the conditions that we work in. We accept those conditions, and we accept being accountable. I think that's very, very important in public schools that we maintain levels of accountability. And we will, I think, find the good in that. And our staff will adjust. And it'll take, you know, a year or two to move forward, you know, in the public side. But again, the quality of teaching, the time on task that we spend is still, you know, still very much, you know, a factor in how we move forward here. So, you know, what we do in our classrooms versus what we did in our classrooms 2 or 3 years ago, we think that we're in a state of constant improvement, and that doesn't change. But we'll adjust to the new cut scores for sure.
Dr. David Chapin is the superintendent of the East Lansing Public School District. Sir, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tony.